This is DJ Tanis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio podcast. Any attempt to copy or distribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Paris Black. Enjoy the interview with Paris.
So, Paris, man, what's going on, brother? What you got cooking in the hopper?
Well, there's a lot of things cooking in the hopper, man. I mean, there's so many deals that are sort of in the frying pan. I don't know which one's going to get cooked first, you know? But, interesting deal came in the other day from, I think it's RBE Records, Rock Band Entertainment. That's a Universal label that Kiss has. And okay. We were just offered that by our attorney, Paul Schindler, in New York, which would be Universal, United States and Canada. Would have things like touring with Kiss and stuff. So it would be very, very interesting stuff. But my manager's got to approve that. We're not sure if that's what we're going with. We have a deal already that we can... That's in a where we're sussing each other out stage still with Lightyear EMI in USA and Canada, and we're just sort of getting started with that one too. So we're not sure which one we're going to wind up with, but either one, it sounds pretty good. And so it's more really going on in your part of the world, and in Europe we had a deal with Universal. I had to switch managers for really interesting reasons. If we might get into that later in the broadcast, I'd be more than happy to talk about that. So now we're trying to reestablish that connection with Universal. I was over there in France a couple of months ago, and we did some really, you know, really great shows there. So they're interested again. So we're going to see what happens over there. And we had an offer from Sony Japan. We'll see how that turns out. So right now it's just the Lightyear EMI thing, and we're just seeing how that comes out. But then there's this exciting new offer on the table, which I'd really like to happen, but we'll see how that goes. Other than that, I mean, I've got a great team around me, and it's a pretty exciting time.
Very cool. Have you been in the studio much?
I literally spent a year and a half in the studio. I recorded two albums. This one, Unmatched album that we just have out, and another album that we'll probably put out in a couple of years, and hopefully this one does really well, called Same As You, which is a little harder rocking than this one, and I think I think they're both as good as each other, just a little bit different. So
cool.
So we spent the time in there. Now I'm still writing songs, but I'm not really at this point. Got a lot of stuff sort of in the bank already. So we're, I guess, really just trying to get it out there to the public now, and we thank you for helping us do that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, speaking of getting to the public, where can they go to pick these records up?
Right now, excuse me, somebody's got to just press. Okay. Right now, at this moment, it hasn't officially been released, but you can get the first single on iTunes. Take Me Home is the first single. You can get it on iTunes. You can look up the video on YouTube. Right now, we're probably going to have to get stuff down once this next major label deal comes through. So you can get that now on iTunes or CD Baby. excuse me. Just Paris Black, Take Me Home. And or you can look it up through Attack Media Group. And they can also direct you to it. That's Mark Berry's company, and he's the gentleman that produced the album.
Very cool, very cool indeed. Hey, I got to ask you. I was thinking about it a little earlier in the week. the name Paris Black. Now, is that your given name, or is that something you decided to go with a stage name?
Well, what happened was my given name is Kai Johansson. I was born in Denmark.
Oh, okay.
I had a stepfather when I was growing up who's a reggae singer from Jamaica, you know. And his name is Arnold Paris.
So okay.
The first times I was on stage was with him, and he was doing reggae music, and I was singing like Bob Marley stuff with him. So he named me his son Paris Black, and, you know, obviously he's very dark and I'm very fair, so it was kind of, you know, comical, but, you know, he loved me and he gave me this name, and it had relevance. And my own father, I didn't really know at all. So that's how I got the Paris Black handle.
Well, see, that's kind of cool because, you know, I mean, that's like a perfect name for an artist. I mean, it's something that stands out,
and you just won't forget it.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to know. You know, but it came about organically, and came about from a place of love in the heart. So I think maybe that's why it stands out. Maybe it's a family.
It's karma.
Yeah, it's karma. Yeah. It was good. And I do, if you notice, I got a reggae song on this album as well. Every album I do, I put a reggae song on there. Just because that was one of the first stuff I was doing. I prefer rock and much harder rock than this album, actually, the best. But I do like reggae music. And I wouldn't when I actually did a reggae, because I'm uncomfortable in reggae songs. And just because the pentameter of writing those songs was the first way that I wrote. You know, going with the third beat rather than the one beat or the fourth beat. So that kind of pentameter has sort of confused my writing. So I frequently write that way, and then I have to you know, collaborate and get it back like rock. Generally, at first blush, a lot of my songs sound like hard reggae or something. So that's the way I've been writing my whole life. So.
Very cool. Now, while these other situations that you're working on work themselves out, are you doing any just kind of like side gigging? I mean, what's going on this week? Are you going to do any shows, or are you just kind of letting these other things work themselves out and taking the time?
Yeah, this weekend I'm in Niagara Falls. I'm doing a show at Planet Hollywood, and another show at the Rainforest Cafe. So I'm doing shows. I do a lot of modeling. I'm doing a lot of modeling gigs at the same time. So I'm going to be Tarzan for the rainforest, different places, and there's things that I'm doing, but we're trying to keep it so that when I'm doing music, I'm doing to large audiences and sort of high profile gigs, because as far as I'm concerned, I like to be playing every night. I'm a performer, and that's what I do best. But right. I think management and people around me feel that it's better. Like I did a really big gig a few weeks ago, and it just looks better on you, you know, when you're doing a big gig in a big place. So that's what everybody's looking for. And that's really intriguing. It's because of the possibility of touring with a big name like Kiss, which would really, you know, bring a lot of attention to the band. So that would be, you know, that obviously is a prime objective. But I mean, we'll see how things go along, because for myself, I was used to performing constantly, you know, being at least three times a week. So right now I'm performing very little, so it's a little bit, we're working towards better things, we're working towards, you know, really getting there. So
sure.
I understand the thoughts of it, but any of us that listen to me now today, they know that it's all about, for us, all about getting on stage.
Right. Right, right, right. Absolutely. Getting to the performance.
Well, that's what it all is. I don't understand how people can enjoy the music that aren't going on stage. I just don't understand it. Like, a lot of people, they do all the things they have to do, and they must hate the artist. That's why the way artists and managers always have trouble, because they're thinking, I said, I'll get along with my manager now. He's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. But I'm thinking that if you never get a chance to go on the stage, it would be kind of dull, you know, like this whole thing would be
sure
dull. like the people that are in publishing and whatever, and that's what they do is publishing, and I'm thinking, how interesting could that be, you know? So they're kind of thing, because you know, or like for, you know, our girlfriends or whatever, that go through all the trials and tribulations with us as we're making it as artists and we're getting our way up the ladder, they don't get to go on the stage, which is all.
Yeah.
This is where all the fun takes place. So, this is where I think artists have problems with those around them.
True, true. Oh, you know it. That's the live performance is where all the fun. I mean, that's where all the energy.
You
know, I mean,
that's what it's all about. You know, it's. I was a pop idol when I was a teenager. I think you could access those old videos on YouTube as well. There's one that sort of defines my whole career. It was a special on YTV Rocks, and it's got it says interview videotaping, and it's, I was taping a video called Conspiracies. It was back in the early 90s, and mm-hmm. and I'd done like 7 other videos, and I'd had some, I had 7 top 10 songs. By the time I was 20, I was done, but I had 7 top 10 songs by then. And so this was, you know, it kind of encapsulates everything that happened before. But, you know, it seemed when that was over, and the reason I wanted to make a comeback for so long is that I've done a lot of things in entertainment, but there's nothing that compares to play in rock and roll in front of a crowd of people, especially when they know your music, especially when they're singing the lyrics along with you and stuff. And there's nothing, you really feel like you're communicating with the world, and you feel like you've done something really, I would say, not so much special, but as special in terms of maybe that's what you're supposed to do. All of us are supposed to communicate with the world in a different fashion. And for me, I think my fashion is by the writing or interpreting songs that I believe in the lyrics in, and that I think is positive for the world.
Right, I feel you definitely. Hey, I got okay. This has been one of the other questions I had. It just popped into my head earlier in the week, dude. What is your workout regimen? I mean. I played professional football, so
do
I mean,
you?
I did in the early 90s.
Well, cool. Very cool. I was a boxer for most of my my early days. I was a Canadian champion at first of all. I competed everywhere from when I was, actually started when I was 8 years old, and I went to when I was about 17 years old, and then I actually started to interrupt in my other careers later, because I would show up with like black eyes and all these different things. So
regimen
that originally got me into shape was the boxing regimen of the lot of road work and light weights and things like that. And then since that time, I just really haven't let myself get out of shape. Just like I do small regimen every day. It's mainly diet and trying to stay in shape that way. I don't really work particularly hard at it now, but I just try to maintain what I my life building, and just sort of keep it like that, you know. I'm not trying to get really big or anything. I'm just trying to stay in shape. I have gotten big. There's been times when I did done for some ads, and I was gonna take over. This is thing Thor. I was gonna take over his singing part, and he's a very big bulky guy, so I bulk up a lot. But then I find I get tired after like 3 songs on stage. So I like to really give it on stage and be able to keep going for an hour and a half, and so I keep myself lean and mean. So the best show possible for the people to come to watch me.
Good stuff indeed. Well, all right, so if I'm like a dieting kind of guy, and you know, I mean, what is your diet consist of? I mean, you were talking about, you know, eating right. You hear so many different things on the TV and in books and whatnot.
Well, I can tell you exactly what to do. To listeners, here's your diet regimen. I'll be your personal trainer. Definitely high protein, not crazy high protein. Don't go crazy, because they'll damage your liver, and you'll damage your kidneys and all that stuff. But do about if your average guy, maybe 140 grams a day, to really get it. And then you got to keep the carbs down as much as you can. Keep the sweets down. Keep the pasta down. And unfortunately, drinking has got a lot of carbs in it, so you have to keep the drinking to a minimum. So if you look at those things and you chose carbs, your body's not really made to fall apart. Your body's supposed to last you for a long time. It's just because we indulge ourselves in all these things. I mean, I think when the good Lord made us, he didn't make us to sit around eating bonbons all day. He made us to sort of, you know, to be
that's true.
To be hunting or gathering and doing things like that, and not you know, eating fruit, and that's a really good thing to eat, you know, eating fruit and vegetables and a certain amount of meat, because our teeth are omnivores, so we have omnivore teeth. So I think that's the way it was supposed to be, but we've changed, obviously, and so I think that's a reflection of us not really living our lives as we were maybe supposed to.
Yeah, I feel you there. Well, that's cool. See, there you go, listeners. The how to dietary tips from Paris Black. And if you're looking
absolutely.
At the pictures that I'm looking at, he knows what he's talking about.
I had an infomercial about this one time. I think what I was saying something like, something like Beast You Can Be, but it's not. It's really like live your life to the maximum, because it's so good. You feel healthy. That's something that you have. It's a gift you can have every day. If you feel healthy, doesn't mean guys listen. Doesn't mean taking steroids or shit. No, steroids is horrible. They shrink you down where you're supposed to be big. So don't take those, guys. And it's stuff like that. But I'm saying things. You know, you eat healthy and you exercise enough, and you will greet each day with smile on your face and live chicken in your underwear. You know, so that's the way we're supposed to do it.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned modeling. Anything that our listeners might be able to look into? I mean, specific magazines or ad campaigns that are going on?
Well, I did a shoot in Europe recently for Vanity Fair. I have some of those pictures online if they look at my Facebook, Paris K. Black on Facebook. As I said, I'm under contract to be Tarzan at the Rainforest Cafe, so I'll be touring some of those. And I've always got things coming up. There's always a shoot here or a shoot there coming up. So we'll really see what it goes to. But it's pretty steady all summer long. I'll just be doing a lot of steady modeling gigs, and hopefully we'll be getting some big music gigs in there as well. I mean, that's I'm a musician, and that's what the last 2 years I really spent really the entire time in the studio recording. I mean,
right.
It was a very long process. I took two trips to Europe to perform, and I do get together at jams sometimes when I'm not doing a big gig and I just want to be sharp. But for the most part, it's we've been recording and rehearsing, and now as the whole machine ramps up to hopefully give me a really good rollout and a send off.
Right.
Sort of doing whatever. And I like everything I do. I mean, I think that's the secret of being happy in life is to not, you don't work a day in your life if you like your work. So
that's true.
What I base it on in life. But like as I said, I'd been a teen idol, and it took me, because I behaved very badly at the time. Actually, so it took me a very long time to get you know a record deal again, and to get you know. Something really, I mean, I'm not talking about doing something in your basement. This is really, I think the production will speak for itself. It's very, very well produced by Mr. Mark Berry. He's got 77 platinum records. And Denis Martel, who helped up with the production, a very great friend of mine, he's part of the band. He's my songwriting partner. He's really the musical director of the band as well. And of course, my manager for making it all go on. So, this has been what I've been driving for, and it's kind of a, you know, the apex of what I've been going for in life. So we'll see how it all comes out.
Very cool stuff indeed. Hey, listen, Paris, I'm really glad you took some time out to talk to me. I'm bumming up against my time here, but I want to follow up with you again, because I'd like to hear what happens, what you decide to do as far as the Kiss gig or some of the other decisions. But if you'd be open to that, that would be really cool.
Oh, you know, I'd love to come back on the show. I so appreciate that you took your time to do this, especially since last week, through my own mistake, we didn't be able to hook up. So I really appreciate the chance to talk again. And I will go on record right now as saying that the deal that I was offered yesterday, I would like to sign. I guess it's, but my manager got me here, and I believe he'll make the right decision. So. We'll see what happens. I mean, to anybody that wants to play live, I can't imagine, a label they would rather be with than a label that would either have, let's say, the Kiss on there, or the Stones on there, or something. Because there's a chance of working with a band like those guys. You know, would be, you know, any musician would want to strut their stuff on a stage that they know there's going to be some great entertainment going on. And, you know, working with the people with the biggest crowds that do the best acts, I think is just fantastic. So that's what I'd love to do. But whatever my manager decides, I know will be the right thing, and I'm just more than happy to be in the game and just doing the best I can.
Excellent. Hey, the next time I have you on, we're going to talk about the stand-up comedy thing.
Oh, hoo-hoo, array, son.
All right, buddy. Listen, hey, you have a good weekend, And I'll get back in touch with you, and we'll set something up for probably like August or something.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, man. Thanks so much for the call.
All righty, Paris. Take it easy. Bye-bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Paris Black. Now, let me just read some of this stuff down here for you. I want to do it over here because he's heard it all before. But the dude has got three different... he's got theater and film, production stuff. He's had 7 top 10 songs, 2 gold records. He's a Canadian boxing champion. I mean, this guy, he's out there doing it all.